Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Even through this groin injury, the injection.
I was talking about Max Kepler, not you.
The physical therapy. I'm still freaking standing.
Are you ready for today?
I feel good.
Do you?
I feel great.
It's not too hot out or anything like that? It's
supposed to be about 80, good. 82,
feels like
83.
A perfect day for people to actually come watch.
I'm ready
for what
to
it's
rock,
worth.
Man.
Yeah.
I really am.
As it goes, since we're actually doing it today, people should come watch.
So people should come watch. Now, we have a really, I'll call it interesting dilemma. Because we have the rule set for tennis. I mean, it's pretty basic. You play a set. We're playing one set. Now, the one thing with this set we've determined is that we won't have a tiebreaker. So if we're at 6-6, it's not going to be a tiebreaker. It's going to be you got to win by two games in the set. You know, Wimbledon rules.
As they should be for
so
a real
this could
important
go
tennis
on.
Match.
Could go on and on. Remember
forever.
the one Wimbledon match
was
what, 72-70?
Isner versus someone else. Is it like 13 hours or something?
Went over 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, the actual, yeah, it was like 3 days. It was like 13 hours of tennis or something like that.
It was just one set. I think it was 72-70.
It was
one
unbelievable.
Set. Yeah, I mean, people talk about McEnroe and Borg when it was 18-16. This was 72-70.
So what if it goes this way?
I don't think he'll still be standing. Yeah. So, obviously,
so do you know what? Better now? You've had this span of time to sort of scope out the lay of the land
as to
whether Jack is capable as a tennis player.
So all I know is what he has said. Let's play
did
something
you learn
that he's
more?
Let's yeah, a little bit, but it doesn't really change the equation much, but I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Let's listen to something he said yesterday on the afternoon show about him and tennis. Good questions by Spike. Let's listen.
So Jack, I guess the question is, you had played tennis one time in the last decade or so.
Uh-huh.
You played with your friend Goose before we had the first cancellation.
Yeah.
Have you taken this extra week and gotten any more practice in?
I practiced one more time.
With a tennis pro?
No, with Goose.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Goose got back out there over the weekend.
And is Goose a tennis player?
No.
Okay.
But we did play a full set.
Okay.
At a pretty high level.
Okay. So given the fact that Goose is not a tennis player, you must have slaughtered him in tennis, right?
We went to extras. I beat him 8-6. Beat him 8-6. Because you got to win by two in tennis, which I had to learn about all the rules during it. So I didn't,
15 love, 30 love.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we got caught up to speed.
If he's telling the truth, I feel really confident. If he's not, then who knows? Is he telling the truth?
I don't know. I do think that as this goes on and as I've talked to him and try to scope stuff out, I think he likes people not knowing if he can play or not.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I think that's part of his game.
Is he good, Devin?
I don't know. I think he could be...
Exactly! That's the point right there!
Like, he could be playing chess, not checkers, with everyone right now.
I keep coming back.
What if he's playing chess and checkers?
Could
this
be playing both at
like
the same
two
time.
Weeks
Good
ago.
Point, James.
He said, it's like riding a
yep,
bike.
Yep, John. 100%.
It's like riding a bike.
I heard
what,
him say that, but I have to counter
like
that.
Riding a bike for
it
me.
Is not... Playing tennis is not like riding a bike, trust me. Like,
I disagree.
I disagree.
For me, it is like riding a bike. Having played as a kid and then not played much as an adult.
No, that's what we're saying is he's played before if you make a comment. Like,
right, but I think what Devin, you're saying is...
At least for me, like I played as a kid and I always think like, oh, I can just go out there and I'll be fine. And yeah, you can make contact, but you have to, like, it's about accuracy too. Like you have to get the ball in a specific... Last I heard, Jack didn't even know how to serve. So I don't know. He could be underselling us. He could be, you know, playing the long game here, but he's not boding well for today.
Well, the good news is we're going to know really early. I mean,
oh, you'll right away.
You'll know in the first 2-3 points.
Like at worst, we'll know when he serves first.
Yeah.
Like at worst,
we may even know in the warm up.
Well, if he's serving the first game, we'll know immediately. Like you,
it's not
like,
even about the serve. It's just the whole thing.
But it's part
thing.
Of it. Just
part of it. How you hit the ball. How you return
it. Well, of course. But the point is, if he's like tossing it up and kind of pushing it across,
well, that's would be
a
ridiculous.
Especially for first serves. Yeah. Like if he knows he doesn't have a chance, that's a bad sign.
So we have a conundrum, totally independent of who's going to win. We have a conundrum. And I don't know the answer. That's why it's a conundrum. So we expect a crowd out there, hopefully a couple hundred, maybe even more, because the Phillies game is at 12:30. Our tennis match is at 11:30. By the way, we want to encourage you to park in the regular Phillies parking lot and just walk across the street to FDR Park. There is, about 40,000 more parking spots in the Phillies and the Link parking lot than FDR Park.
If you're going to the game, obviously. If you're just coming for tennis, you probably can't park
in the... Maybe not, James, because it depends. There's not a ton of parking in FDR Park. It depends how much you have.
So, like that square
depends how many. Yeah. Depends how many people are coming.
You can usually park right along the road there. You know, that's where I park when I go to watch his tennis matches. But I don't know if they let you do that for games. There is a parking lot. You know, it's a 2-minute walk.
Yeah, so I guess my point is it just depends on how many people come.
Correct.
Which is an impossibility.
People do tailgate there. Well, they definitely tailgate there for Eagles games. I don't know if they tailgate a lot.
Right.
Although I've seen them when I've taken my dog over.
Here's the conundrum. Whether we have 10 people there or 1,000 people there, in tennis, it's not normally embraced for people to talk and talk loud during the point.
Mm.
Now, we don't have, like, security like Wimbledon. We can't throw someone out of a public park. So we have a Twitter poll question of the day today brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Armand's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Visit armandchevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armand Chevrolet. The poll question is, in the tennis match today of me and Jack, should the crowd be allowed to make noise during the point? And we don't mean, like, shuffling your feet noise. We mean, like, noise. So that's not tennis. It's similar to golf in that way. It's not as adherent as golf, but it's close. And like the question is, ball's in the air, guy's about to serve, guy screams out. Now what happens?
Guy is in you or Jack or just the crowd?
I mean the crowd. Like one of us throws the ball in the air, we're about to hit it to start the point.
Yeah.
And like the point is underway. The ball is in the air. Someone's like, you stink! Now, what happens?
I mean, what could happen if you don't have security? You can't really do much.
You can
about
replay
it.
The point or not replay the point. I don't think we should be getting into replaying the point because I think that's too funky. And I don't think we should get into throwing people out. Look, I'm okay if we had just all
you
out talking the whole time.
You can't throw people out of a public park.
You can't.
I think just
can't do it.
Let people be loud if they want to be loud and
deal with it.
Yeah.
What about encouraging them not to, though? So there's like maybe there's peer pressure amongst the group.
Really well, we could do. Don't they have big signs that say like quiet? Or is that just for golf?
Yeah, but we don't have that. We're low tech. Are you going
to
be the person?
Still, we have time to print it out, Joe.
You encourage them not to.
Yep.
It will do the opposite.
It certainly may
encourage that. I mean, plant the seed that they should go the opposite way.
Let me be clear, John. I have no fear of it.
Okay.
Jack's the one to me that should be concerned.
Don't say anything one way or another. I think.
Well, it's
not going to bother you.
Not going to bother me.
Then don't. I wouldn't draw attention.
But it's not the ethos of the sport.
Okay, so I guess that's part of today that you're not going to be able to control. So
yeah, I'm just trying to find out from our audience.
If it bothers Jack. Like,
yeah, it could be an advantage.
Good. That could be a huge advantage for you.
Well, someone help me out here. What do you think should sort of be the approach here? Do we make an announcement before and say, hey, look, we'd appreciate it if you don't say something, but if you do, the point counts.
Actually think it would be problematic for Jack.
Don't say anything.
then no, no, then say something. Then actually try to like forbid the noise thing.
All right, so
play it up.
So let us know what you think the answer is of how that should be approached. 215-592-9494. One other Twitter poll question. Because this really came into focus, and I probably should have thought about it more during the summer. I hadn't, because I just assumed it wouldn't be him. But then the Eagles came out with their first official depth chart, and it's got Cooper DeJean as the punt returner. And I don't like that. Even though he's probably the best on the team at it, I don't like it. He's too good defensively. We dealt with it year one. I don't need it year two. I don't need it year five. I don't need it year 10.
We'll see how long
lasts. Here's today's poll question. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as their primary punt returner this season?
How many times could I vote no?
I don't know the rules. So, John, do you think they should use him? Do you think they will use him? And we have the word here, primary. We all understand if it's the end of the game, there's a minute left, you're down by 4 points, stick your best guy back there. No one's going to complain with that. I'm saying primary. John, should he be their primary punt returner?
This is tricky. I like that he can control when he catches it and, you know, the situation in which he will be actually returning it. You know, a lot of times he will just be waving for a fair catch.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times he'll be able to see whether that wall is you know, shaping up the way it should, and he can get a nice return out of it. It does feel like he can protect himself a little bit, is my point. But
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I would prefer you get someone other than one of the keystones of the defense to be the punt returner.
I think it's a hard no. I know Deion did it a ton. I think it's a hard no.
Well, look, I'm okay if it's late in the game and trust his hands to be the guy back there returning it. Or, you know, like you want him to fair catch it and he's got the best hands as a punt returner.
Yep.
Okay, put him in. I don't want him to be the every time.
I don't either.
It's a little bit too big a hit if he can't protect himself at some moment.
I mean, I'll tell you what, these preseason games don't have as much intrigue as they used to. But that's something to really look at for the next three preseason games. Who can do it? Because, look, I'm saying I don't want him to be the guy, but I can't tell you.
I know Williams guy that they're probably going to give a shot.
If he makes the team. We don't know that guy makes the team.
Then how about Jahan Dotson or
Will
Aeneas
Shipley,
Smith?
Theoretically, maybe.
I mean, Shipley and Dotson, you know, will be on the team.
I think Shipley will be a kick returner. I think A.J. Dillon could also be a kick returner, which
A.J. Dillon, really?
Yeah. I love having running backs. Put running backs on kick
return. Have you ever seen that? I don't think I've ever seen that, right? Like a huge bruiser on
Christian Okoye?
Right?
Bo Jenkinson in Tecmo Bowl.
It's never happened before.
Bo in Tecmo Bowl.
There you go.
I was that guy on kick return. I was the off returner on kick return for multiple years in the NFL.
Okay.
Like the returner.
The other guy.
The off returner. Yeah. I was the lead blocker on kickoff return back when there were wedges and all that stuff. That crazy
stuff. You know why you were, John?
Because
you're
John
freaking Reach, man.
That's the reason.
That's right. I thought you were going to say because he was expendable, but you know.
All right, 215-592-9494. Also, do you want Cooper DeJean to be the punt returner? Yes or no? Let us know. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Linkin Park. It's a concert coming up, in about, 10 days, August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win the tickets here today. Here's Hal. She passed away a number of years ago. But if she was alive, we'd say, hey, Lucille Ball, happy birthday for being 114 years old.
Oh, man.
She was born in 1911. One of the funny gals of all time, one of the funny people of all time, and involved in one of the greatest scenes in television history. If you haven't seen it, it's an all-timer. She's eating the chocolates coming up on the conveyor belt. It's phenomenal.
I was about to say, if you haven't...
Phenomenal!
I was about to say, what do you mean if you haven't seen it? But then I forget, like, things change. Like, anyone 40 or over has absolutely seen that scene before. Yeah. 100,000,000%.
Yeah.
But things change.
And you got to see the whole episode to know it. I mean, you got to understand the dynamic of that episode. But the bottom line is it's an all-timer. It's one of the great scenes ever. So in honor of funny gal Lucille Ball... We ask you for the funniest scene ever involving a female character. Funny scene, female character. Now, there can be male characters in there also. Oftentimes there are. But funny. All right, John Ritchie. And best answer by the audience, whoever provides it wins the Linkin Park tickets. Whether it's a television show, whether it's a movie, I'm looking for a funny scene, female character. Ritchie, what are you thinking?
I think... this is tough. The scene is difficult to describe. I guess the scene will be when the Van Waldenbergs in Blades of Glory, Amy Poehler and Will Arnett, they're figure skaters, and they're skating against Will Ferrell's team, and they do. It's just such incredible. Physical humor. I feel like that is so much harder than dancing and everything else. They were actually skating.
Okay. Blades of Glory.
Movie.
I got
Blades
you.
Of Glory. Amy Poehler's job.
Do you know? Like, were they actually skating? Do you
they
know
were.
That?
Yeah, they were truly skating.
They were doing Tom Cruise pulling their own stunts.
Yeah.
Devin, a scene involving a female character. Funny.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite all-female comedies, Bridesmaids, the airplane scene.
Ooh.
When Kristen Wiig's character starts crashing out on the plane.
All right, there's big answers out there. Seltzer, what do you
think? So mine is a different airplane scene from the same part of the movie, but the funniest part of that scene is when she sits down next to Annie Mamulo on the plane, and she turns to her and looks at her and goes, I had a dream we went down last night. You were in it. Oh my God, something's happening. It's like the hardest I've laughed in a movie maybe ever up there. It's so great.
Give us a great answer. 215-592-9494. A funny scene involving a female character. Ree, what are you thinking?
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook and you put your deer lips down. Bam! Bullet takes off the top of your head.
So tremendous for the presentation.
Marissa Tomei.
I didn't know where you were going there. I really didn't. All right, big answers abound. 80s movies, more recent movies, all sorts of comedies. A great scene involving a female character with some kind of funny situation. What do you got? 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, morning team?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Joe. Beat that ass.
Wow. BTA.
You got it, buddy. That's what I intend to do. Certainly what I set out to do. We'll find out if it happens, but that's my hope.
Good luck.
Thank
anyway,
you, buddy.
This 1 week audition with Rob Thompson is ridiculous. You're going to give this guy a 1 week audition of to prove himself. What happened to the other 100 games we played this year?
Well, yeah, he's been horrible. There's no question about it.
Exactly. I mean, it, you know, you go make a trade to bring some somebody in there to try to improve the outfield, improve the bat, and the guy sits on the bench. I just don't understand the thought process behind this. Oh, I promised him. Okay, so what's next? You're going to promise Jordan Romano a save or two?
Kids? Well, you know what he probably promised? He probably promised Castellanos he wasn't going to take him out for defensive replacement again.
I wouldn't doubt that one.
He may not have actually promised it, but he essentially set it in motion.
Right. But what do you think of the professional attitude of one Taiwan Walker? I mean, especially his last three outings.
You know what, Gary? Let me tell you something. Taiwan deserves a lot of credit. He's had a very solid season. Hasn't been exceptional for his past here. It's been exceptional, but it's not exceptional in baseball terms. But he's been pretty solid. He deserves credit. He's competing now for a playoff roster spot, which he has a shot to get. I'm stunned, and I give him credit because he was one of the most criticized athletes in Philadelphia in the last 2 years. And he has come through, and he has contributed this year. And he's gone back and forth between the starting rotation and the bullpen. He deserves a lot of credit.
Right, and he hasn't complained about it one bit.
No. No, he hasn't.
Very, very professional.
Gary, give me a funny scene involving a female character.
When Harry met Sally with Meg Ryan, I'll have what she's having.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a huge answer.
Potential winner right off the jump right there.
Yeah.
Huge answer.
And that was a Super Bowl commercial, a couple of years ago?
Yeah. It was fun to bring them back. It might have even been
this year. I think it was this year.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a mayonnaise commercial,
We didn't pay attention to commercials that much. I don't know why.
When the Eagles play, the commercials
don't
are
even
just...
count.
It just
don't
so
count.
Doesn't matter. All right, so you know who almost played last night was Durant. But then the Phillies, tacked on another, and he did not get into the game. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game. Topper after the game. Durant had warmed up, not inserted in. Here's what Rob Thompson said.
Once Durant's warmed up, was there a thought of just bringing him in?
No. We had 12:35 game in zone. So, with the four-run lead and the three-batter rule, I'd probably go right to him because if you don't use him, somebody gets on, you got to get him on. But with five run lead, no.
Did you hear the boos when he didn't
come? I did. They were booing. I'm sorry.
All right, so the boos are going to happen. Look, it's the correct decision. 4-0 is different than 5-0. You don't bring in a closer. I mean, you don't bring
Absolutely
in a star closer.
Absolutely not.
If it's Game 7 of the World Series, you do, but it's not Game 7 of the World Series. There's
Brandon
another...
Marsh's fault.
Yeah.
Scoring in the
eighth. Even at 4-0, I'm not in the stadium, so I don't care about seeing the intro in the same way. I was like, just. Why? Why? Like, save him for spots where you absolutely need him.
Yeah, it's a little surprising. 4-0, he was up. But he was up, and then, they scored that fifth run, and you certainly shut him down. You hope to see him today. And you hope to get a great outing and pass that ball to him and get a sweep, which would be pretty cool. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, phone calls on everything we're discussing, including do you think Dave Dombrowski deserves even more credit than you were willing to give him last week? Because he got a lot of credit for the move in the bullpen, but a lot of frustration for what happened with the outfield at the trade deadline. So are you ready to say, great job, Dave Dombrowski? Also, Schwarber. Ryan Howard, with some big praise of Kyle Schwarber, rightfully so, recently, alumni weekend, what Schwarber said as the response. You'll hear that next. Phone calls on all of these topics. And who do you want to see win tennis today, me or Jack? Tell us why. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
If you have been blasting your AC nonstop since June, you need to listen to this. Your old windows, they just might be costing you a fortune in energy bills, and I've got a solution for you.
You need to call Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, just like I did for the windows in my house. They replaced those drafty old builder-grade windows with custom-built, high-quality windows that keep your home comfortable. They even measured 3 times to guarantee a perfect fit, sealing out that summer heat for good.
And this is the part I love. The Window Nation crews are so experienced, they can get the entire job done in a day or less with minimal disruption to your life. Plus, you're protected for the long haul with their lifetime warranty.
And right now, the deal is incredible. Get 50% off all window styles and put zero down, make zero payments, and pay zero interest for 2 full years. Pay nothing until 2027. That's unbelievable. Visit WindowNation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.